الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم يحسدون الناس على ما آتاهم الله من فضله صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إياكم والحسد فإن الحسد يأكل الحسنات كما تأكل النار الحطب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected ulama, brothers, elders and my young friends, continuing on the topic which I started a couple of months ago, I wanted to conclude on jealousy and hasad. Jealousy and hasad is a spiritual illness. Hasad jo hai ek ruhani bimari hai. And I also mentioned that hasad is that when you see someone be granted ni'mat of the dunya and the deen, whatever it may be, Allah has granted him a good life, good wealth, health, family, good job, deen, ilm, knowledge. Through that person Allah is mashallah spreading the work of deen and hidayah and guidance. And when looking at that particular individual, unfortunately, you can't bear to see that. It hurts you. And you hope that wish this ni'mat was taken away from that person, whether you get it or not. Whether you get that ni'mat or not, you wish that person doesn't have this. That is hasad. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْحَسَدْ. Abstain from hasad. Hasad said, bacho. فَإِنَّ الْحَسَدَ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَطَبِ. Hasad eats away the good deeds just like fire eats away wood. So what happens? This is what I like to mention. On one hand, a person is, mashallah, so many namaz, pabandh of namaz, 5 daily prayers, mashallah, tilawat, zikr, tasbihat, umrah, hajj, everything. And in his zaam, in his mind, he's thinking, now, mashallah, I'm getting prepared for Jannah. I've got all these good deeds to my name. Abhi, namaz bhi hai, tilawat bhi hai, zikr bhi hai, hajj wa umrah bhi hai. Bahut sari nekiya jama kar li. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will say that you've got nothing. So he will say, Ya Allah, what's this? I prayed all my namaz, tilawat, zikr, ibadat, hajj. Allah will reply by saying that, yes, but on the other hand, you used to do hasad. You're jealous of that person, you're jealous of this person, you're jealous of that person, you're jealous of this person. You couldn't take anyone doing anything. And some people go to that stage where now they become so grumpy, they can't bear anything, and always complaining. Always complaining. You say, bhai, bas bahut ho gaya, bhai, why are you always complaining for? So then Allah will say, because of that, all your good deeds are wiped out. Basically, a person becomes bankrupt in the eyes of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Now, in the dunya, if you become bankrupt, okay, I become bankrupt, please help me out, someone will help you. I'm going to buy, chalo, I'll give you more money, I'll invest in you. Okay, you got bankrupt, I'll help you out, whatever, I'll give you a loan, start it off again, doesn't really matter. Dunya mein aisa hota hai. But in the akhirah, the currency is not rupiah pesa. In the akhirah, the currency is good deeds. So if a person was to go to his parents because they used to help him out a lot in the dunya, the parents would say on the day of Qiyamah, bhai, I'm worried about my own deeds. Today I cannot give you anything. You go to your brother, you go to your wife, you go to your husband, you go to everyone. Sorry, today I'm worried about myself. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِي وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِي وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. Because everyone on that day will be afraid and concerned about himself and no one else. No one else. Because now they know the reality is in front of them. Either is Jannat or Jahannam. The reality is in front of that individual on the day of resurrection, on the day of Qiyamah, is either Jannah or Jahannam. And that is the time where a person will be so worried. So basically, if he becomes bankrupt, then what happens? So basically, we should try our best to abstain from hasad, etc. Also, We as ourselves, you know what we do in our lives? Very important what I'm going to mention here. Listen very carefully. Try not to be a target for hasad. Try not to be a target for jealousy. Try not to be a target for badnazri and evil eye. What do I mean by that? I'm going to listen to me. Sometimes we destroy ourselves. Because of our own actions, we become a means of people doing hasad upon us. We become a means of people doing badnazri upon us. And one of the biggest illnesses in this modern day is the phone, mobile phone. What I'm saying is because people now, unfortunately, their private life, what you do with your family, where you do when you're on holiday, where do you go? Every second selfies, every second you're taking the picture. Today I'm having this for breakfast, today I'm doing this, today I'm eating this, today I'm going on holiday, today I'm by the beach, and the whole world can see. Now, not everyone is our khairkha. We're living in a world now where you may think, mashallah, alhamdulillah, brother, and deep inside that person has so much hatred for you, soon as he's out of your gathering, by that's it. People are not how they look anymore. They may be, you think they're well-wishers, but they're not really well-wishers. They don't have the guts to say it on your face. So why post everything on Facebook and YouTube your whole life? You become a means of hasad. You become means of badnazri. And the worst is in weddings. Allah maaf kare. Weddings is the worst. It starts from right the beginning. Before you're about to choose up, it whole is everything is recorded, everything is put out, is put on there right from the beginning, and then we get shikar of badnazri by broke up, divorce, this happened, oh, someone must have done jadu, someone must have done hasad, but you didn't help yourself by posting everything on Facebook, posting everything on YouTube. It became a whole film for everyone to watch. Something which was private, simple, you made it open and public for everyone. To the extent Allah maaf kare, every mind, what you are eating, how they are eating, is it something good to have take a picture of that? We need to really check reality. What are we doing? You know what I mean? We are destroying ourselves. Do you want someone to look at your daughter or your sister with badnazri eyes, with bad eyes, with evil eyes? Do you want that? I'm sure no one wants it. But then why are we succumb to this? And not only that, people even now proud that I've spent 50,000 in the wedding. I've spent 60,000 on the wedding. I've spent 70,000 on the wedding. They become so proud to that extent. They find it difficult to buy a house. Right? So difficult. You spent 70,000 already. You could have bought, kept that, saved it, get a house after, alhamdulillah. But we don't think. And we think by, and sometimes unfortunately parents can't do anything because it's the children's request by one day in a lifetime. One day in a lifetime? One day last time they're happy, and then after that what? You'd rather have them getting happy their whole life, but you get a house, you save that. Within 1 year you can buy a house for yourself. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah. Instead of borrowing from everyone, and there's nothing wrong in borrowing, but if you're on our wedding days, we are going to spend 80 to 90,000 pounds. Think by Allah. I know you sound by Maulana, I'm getting a bit thingy, but it's true. Then people come, Maulana, we got this divorce, that happened, we can't buy that, oh, the must has come. The foundation was wrong. Foundation was weak, the building is bound to be weak. If the foundation is full of sadgi, simplicity, barakah, following the sharia, following the sunnah, when we follow the sunnah, there is kamyabi and there is success. Yes, you've told them, they're not listening. That's a different issue altogether. Certain people, certain situations, they can't say, they've said it, they're not listening. At least you said what you had to say, in the eyes of Allah, will not be accountable. Sometimes people are majboor. That's a different case altogether. But why become a target of hasad and badnazri by posting all our private life on social media? Ajeeb o ghareeb. May Allah give us the sense. You know what I mean? Today, common sense, because so much knowledge, but common sense has gone out of the window. Common sense has gone. A small thing, you don't even need to really think about it. We can't even make a decision on that anymore. Because common sense is all gone. Overthinking. So anyway, don't be a target of hasad. May Allah make it easy for us to make our private life, make it private. Keep it. Don't need to mention everything, everything of our success, because not everyone is our khair kha. Some people would not like, they'll say anything, but they won't like it. And then hasad and bugs and adawat, may Allah protect us. Also in the hadith related to hasad, this is also part of hasad and jealousy. Prophet mentions, وَلَا تَحَاسَدُوا وَلَا تَبَغَضُوا وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Don't spy on people. Again, this is also a habit, and it comes from hasad. It's a type of hasad where people are always looking at other people. What have they done? Where they're going? How much have they achieved? How is their business booming? How did they get their car? How did they get their house? They only have this much income. We are worried about their income. How much income? We know about their income more than anyone else. Now, how did they get that big house? And they only have this much income. Wow. We've got so much time in our hands to look at other people. That is not the way. MashaAllah, he made an effort. He's a risk taker. He takes some challenges. Allah grant him success. And we're just so scared to do anything. We haven't achieved anything. That's a rule. Man jadda wajada. He who strives hard, he takes a risk, a lot of commitment, Allah's going to grant him success. Simple in the deen and in the dunya. And if you're going to sit and all scared and just look at other people, then we're not going to get anywhere. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Allahu Akbar. When a person does hasad, what is the outcome of hasad? What is the outcome of jealousy? The outcome of hasad is now slowly, slowly, because you're doing hasad so much, it now starts actually backbiting. It goes on to ghibah, because he can't bear him progressing, so now he has to now defame that person. So what he'll do behind that person's back, he'll do ghibah, he'll backbite, he'll speak ill of that person. Okay? Allahu Akbar. And that's another illness. But we tend to forget, when a person backbites, what are you doing? Okay? You are giving all your good deeds away to that person. When you backbite about someone, you speak ill of that someone, in mentioning the hadith, all your good deeds are given to that person. So you're transferring your deeds account to his account. You know, when I'll transfer the money from his account to that account. Every time you do ghibah and backbite and speak ill of other people, our good deeds go into their account. There was this big buzrug, mashallah, Allah's wali. Someone came to him. Okay, this person speaks so bad about you. He speaks so bad. Bura bula kehta aapke bare mein. Acha, stay quiet. He didn't say anything. Then he goes, went again to that big pious person. Why? This person speaks so bad about you. Sheikh, you know, Allahu Akbar. So he probably wanted a response. He goes, next day that big buzrug, wali of Allah, he goes home. He prepares a big gift, bid hadiyah, tawfa. He goes to that person's house and gives him that tawfa and hadiyah and gift. Now that person goes, why? What's all this big gift you're giving? Goodbye, you've given me a very big gift. You've given me all your nekis, all your good deeds. Meri to akhirat kamyab ho gaya main. Kam se kam dunya mein to kuch de do main aapko. At least I give you something for the dunya. So I'll give you this big gift. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Amazing, amazing. It's mentioned regarding Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. He had amazing principles. Amazing principles in usul. He never did ghiba about anyone. He never did ghiba about anyone. Never accepted any ghiba in his majlis, in his gathering. He would know anyone sit in his halqa, in his majlis, you dare speak ill of anyone. He would take you out. Subhanallah. In the time of Imam Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, there was two big dars halqa, of halqa, circle of hadith and fiqh. One was Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, one was Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah. And many gatherings would go to the halqa of Imam Hanifa, and will go to Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah. So one day, Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah mentioned in his halqa with all the people, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi is bought kanjus, bought bakhil. He's very miserly, very stingy, bought bakhil. So the students were like, what is going on, Imam Sahib, Sheikh? We've heard that he's very, very generous. We've heard he's very, very generous. Sufyan Thawri said, no, he's very bakhil. He's proper stingy. Go, why? He goes, he never gives his good deeds to anyone. Apne neki kisi ko nahi dete. What does that mean? He doesn't do ghibah to anyone, so his neki doesn't go to anyone. And people speak so bad about him, he doesn't say anything, he takes everyone's good deeds. And sab kuch le leta hai, deta kisi ko nahi. He takes everyone's good deeds because everyone talks bad about him. Even in this day and age, people talk bad about Imam Hanifa. Allahu Akbar. You know what I mean? Talk ill of the Sahaba. But who are we? You know, who are we? What is his maqam, his status? Allahu Akbar. Should we think twice? Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, this amazing quality. Never speak ill about anyone. Never. Never ever. That shows how much respect he had for every human being. And if he had to say something to someone in the form of rectification, islah, then he would go there very respectfully. He would mention to them, look, I think this was wrong. It should be done this way. This is the best way. Alhamdulillah, he would do it. If someone does that to you, comes to you with a respectful manner, then we should not be offended. Because then that person is coming with goodwill, got a good heart. He really wants you to be successful. There's a mistake and ghalti he's seen. He's come with you with respect and he's mentioned it. We should accept it. The biggest problem nowadays is that we don't even accept that anymore. That if someone comes even with respect, by ye thodi si islah kar lo, this is something wrong here. We can't even bear. We think this person, don't take it personal. If it's something good, we look in ourselves, agar mere andar ye kami hai, yes, I have got this shortcoming. Yes, jazakallah for telling me, mashallah. May Allah make it easy for you. Mashallah, you made my jannah for me. You made my jannah for me. You made it easy for me. Isn't that humbleness? Isn't that what Islam teaches? But if someone comes with respect and say, who are you to tell me? It doesn't sound good. So basically, may Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq to abstain from hasad. And the ilaj and the cure, and I'll conclude on that inshallah, is that in order to cure ourselves of this illness of jealousy, jealousy happens because of two reasons. One, because of love of power, love of control, and number three, love of wealth and money. Okay? And love of the dunya. So what we need to think to ourselves, that this dunya, this world, this love of power, everything, one day is all going to end. One day I'm going to be ended. What's the point? There's a beautiful saying in Urdu that when a person zameen par hota hai, zameen ke upar, to ye shakhs samajhta hai ki main sabse zyada aham hu. Yani I'm the most important person. When a person on the face of the earth, he says, I'm the most important person. Uska aham tha. He says, I'm sabse zyada aham main hu. And when he's under the zameen, he's departed from this world, then he realizes it was a wahamta. And it was only an assumption. He realized I was not important at all. It's just an assumption. This is the thing I thought I was big. Now I know I'm in the zameen, and now I'm scared and frightened. And this is our life. So the best way of ilaj of hasad, but Allah has granted me ni'mat, don't keep on looking at others. Look at what Allah has granted me. Be grateful to that. It's the most important thing. And think well for everyone. That is the most important thing. Because one day, we are all going to depart from this world. And the greatest ni'mat that we can present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our iman and is our amal as-salih and our good deeds. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله
الحمد لله الذي لولا لطفه ما اهتدينا ولولا فضله ما تصدقنا ولا صلينا ولا سمنا ولا ضحينا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله الذي أنزلت به السكينة علينا عليه أنفسنا وأهلينا فدينا ولولاه ما عرفنا الحق ولا درينا صلى الله على آله وأصحابه الذين شهدوا بدرا وحنينا أما بعد فقد حان ذو الحجة الحرام شريت لنا فيها أحكام وعزم التصيد من بهيت الأنعام وستذكر في خطبة عاشر هذه الأيام ومنها صيام العاشر بمعنى القيام وكل عمل من شرائع الإسلام وقال فيها سيد الأنام عليه الصلاة والسلام ما من أيام أحب إلى الله أن يتعبد له فيها من عشر ذي الحجة يعدل صيام كل يوم منها بصيام حسنة وقيام كل ليلة منها بقيام ليلة القدر لا سيما صوم عرفة التي قال فيها عليه الصلاة والسلام صيام عرفة أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبلها والسنة التي بعدها ومن التكبير ذو الصلاة المكتوبات وكان عبد الله يكبر من صلاة الفجر يوم عرفة إلى صلاة العشر من يوم النحر يقول الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وكان علي رضي الله تعالى يكبر بعد صلاة الفجر يوم العرفة إلى صلاة العشر من آخر أيام التشريق ويكبر بعد العصر منها ومنها إحياء ليلة العيد ومن الصلاة الخطبة وقد سبق في خطبة آخر رمضان ونكرر أوائلها تسهيلا للإخوان وهي من أحيا ليلة العيدين الحديث وكان عليه الصلاة والسلام يخرج يوم الفطر والأضحى الحديث أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدق حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه اللهم اغفر للعباس ولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فبغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. والسلطان ذل الله في الأرض، من أهان سلطان الله في الأرض أهانه الله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام، رب إنهن أضلل كثيرا من الناس، فمن تبعني فإنه مني، ومن عصاني فإنك غفور رحيم. ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم، ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ربنا إنك تعلم ما نخفي وما نعلن، وما يخفى على الله من شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق، إن ربي لسميع الدعاء، رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي، ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين. المسلمين يوم يقوم الحساب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد بارك وسلم. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. إله إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. وعرت الوجوه للحي القيوم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. نعم المولى ونعم النصير. يا أرحم الراحمين. ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء ولساننا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة العين ما تخفي الصدور. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عما سواك. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم رب ارحمنا كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.